Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Mail call! It's a Mailbag Monday with the Killer Bees.
You've got mail.
What's your question for the Bees? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Let's go.
Roadshow says if a felon can be president of the U.S., then why is it relevant on job applications? Well, they want to see if you have a little dog in you. Maybe some places that are hiring want you to be a felon.
Maybe.
Show that you're, willing to do whatever.
The DAWG. You got an acronym for that?
DAWG?
Yeah, like swarm?
Let me think of one. Dumb.
Or swarm?
Aggressive. Witty.
Generous.
Generous.
There you go.
Covers the whole
gamut.
Makes
no sense.
Gangsta?
Have you ever... It could be. Yeah, I need to workshop that one. Have you ever worked with someone that you knew was under the influence on the regular?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
Regularly?
Yep.
Jeremy, you know this person.
Who was it?
The person I used to do the wrestling show with at the network.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What influence?
The one that we've been playing bumps for.
That's not bad.
We didn't specify what it was. I'm not saying it was a problem. I didn't mind doing shows when he was in the Bob Marley vision, shall we say. He was on the reg. On the air.
I mean...
A little toked up.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever worked with somebody that did it regularly. Like, I've worked with somebody who's under the influence, but not regularly.
Our shows were better when he was high.
Defined regularly, because, I mean, from some of the regimes that I've been through even here.
Like, over half the time, I would think. Right?
I
think you'd have to be over half the time to be considered regular.
We did, I think, 8 of those pay-per-view shows. I would say 6 of them.
Yeah, so I think regularly would have to be at least half the time.
Oh, yeah. It was for sure.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think I have it. I don't think I ever have.
I'll tell you guys in the break.
That's boring. Just tell us now.
You don't have to say the name. What happened.
I think there was someone here that was regularly... Definitely over the last since I've been at ESPN.
Okay. That's
good. You want to say what influence?
Do you want to give his initials?
No, I don't. I really don't.
The Red Weasel?
No, that's the polar opposite.
He's way too pure
to do that. I kid.
713-780-3776. Somebody accidentally sent me a picture with him in it today. Just now.
Really?
He sent it to you, too. Dustin did. Dustin said the Billy O stank is finally officially gone after the Laramie Tunsil train, and he sent that picture to us of Tunsil, or of O'Brien, where he's doing a aghast look, like said something funny, and he's like, I'm Bill O'Brien, and I'm real smart. And,
doesn't matter,
and,
Brian.
And Jake's in the back, right there, half his face.
Sure is.
Yeah, we actually got Jake in our mentions today. A picture
great.
Of Jake.
Can't
thanks,
wait.
Thanks to Dustin.
Didn't miss that face.
Tell us how you really feel, Joel.
I pretty much am. I normally do.
713-780-3776. What are your questions for the Killer Bees? Eric the Driver, if y'all could bring back one former Houston athlete to replay their career with a modern team, who would you choose?
Oh, boy. Modern team.
Replay their entire career?
I mean, why wouldn't we say Akeem?
I was just going to say Dream is the easy answer, one? Right?
Eric said, i.e. Dream playing 17 years without being Jalen in a minute. That's the answer.
That's the one that jumps out to me.
Dream with the rule changes, the way you can't really touch anybody, and with how his athleticism and finesse.
You know, I got a different answer.
Go.
I'm still going to go Dream. I'm going to go with the University of Houston, baby. give me 3 years of the Dream under Kelvin Sampson. Oh, he'd be three-time player of the year. Give me Dream at U of H, baby. I'll take Dream.
Will he block out though when a shot goes up at the end?
Don't talk the rest of the show. How dare you say
that? Put that on him.
How dare you say that?
Alive.
Yeah, but I've lived it many times since. How dare you say that? Especially in March.
You can't
of all the months.
You can't live something if you weren't alive for it.
Might be semantics here.
Big on that here.
Yeah, we kind of are big on semantics.
We are.
I've watched that moment all the time. I watch that moment in March every year.
You know how difficult it is to like put that on a guy boxing out and then it's an air ball?
I'm mostly 90% kidding, but he didn't block out on that play.
No, he didn't. 713-780-3776. What are your questions for the Bees?
Okay.
Would you rather have – I know y'all's answer. I think I'd rather have Dream for 3 years at U of H than 15 years with the Rockets.
I'm taking it for 15 years with the Rockets.
I know y'all would, but I'm selfish. And I'm more of a U of H fan than a Rocket fan.
So if Dream's the obvious answer, like, what's the runner-up? Like, what if we had to pick Astros or Texans? I'm not even sure. Texas is hard because it's a younger franchise. But.
See, I wonder if your entire career you can only – like, if you went Randy Johnson, you only get 3 months of Randy Johnson.
Well, Nolan Ryan. I mean, I guess we could say Nolan Ryan. You got 8 years of him here.
Yeah, it was – never won a Cy Young in those 8 years.
No, but
never won a Cy Young in his career.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, overall numbers, he was great.
I'd probably go, this is tough. Bagwell would be kind of fun.
You do need a second baseman right now.
Well, Bagwell didn't play second.
No, right? I know, Biggio.
Biggio would be fun.
Well, I know, see, if you had prime Carlos Beltran in center field.
Yeah, but if you only
get him for like 4 months, though. Oh.
Yeah, like their entire Houston career.
That's true.
I'm going to go Olajuwon U of H, Olajuwon Rockets. If I had to pick an Astro guy, it's between Biggio and Bagwell.
It's not Tony Eusebio.
Loved me some Tony. Remember he had that 26-game hitting streak over like a 60-day span because he didn't play every day? It's hard to turn down Bagwell's power numbers, but I do think that they need a second baseman more than they need a first baseman. So I'd probably go Biggio. Roy Oswalt wouldn't be bad.
No, that'd be great. That's a good call.
That's a good call.
That's my favorite Astro. Yeah.
And then if I had to pick a Texan, Andre.
Yeah, it would definitely be Andre.
Way better quarterback.
I was initially thinking Arian, but, you know.
It's just too short.
I was thinking JJ as well.
Too short. JJ wouldn't be bad, but you have Daniil and Will right now.
Yeah, you're already really good there.
But if you're getting him the first year of his career, then Daniil Hunter's going to be gone here pretty soon. And then you have JJ and Will. That'd be nasty.
That'd be sick. That'd be what you hoped JJ and Clowney was.
Watt's not a wrong answer, but I would lean Andre. I would lean on Andre.
Can you imagine Dre with a really good quarterback?
Opposite of Nico?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he never had one.
Man.
Entire Hall of Fame
Matt
career.
Matt Schaub had some good years with him.
Yeah, not really good. I disagree.
He had at least one really good year.
There was one year he led the league in passing and made the Pro Bowl, but I don't know. I guess it's marred by what I know came after that, but it's hard for me to say he was really good.
Give me Damon Thames for Rice. College Baseball Player of the Year.
Lance Berkman for
Damon
Rice.
Damon Thames and Lance Berkman are on the same
team.
You go
Berkman or the...
No, you go Damon Thames.
The no-show at third base that for the Angels.
Rendon.
Anthony Rendon.
He was really, really good in college.
He was.
Anthony Rendon hit the furthest home run I've ever seen in my life. In person.
At Rice?
It was at U of H.
Oh.
He one-hopped the McDonald's.
I was going to say the Burger King. Is it?
It was the old aluminum bats. It was kind of cheating, but unreal how far that ball went.
I saw him play plenty of games at Rice where he was unbelievable in college.
And then give me Brian Ching for the Dynamo.
Back-to-back champions.
Yeah.
Soccer matters.
Not tonight, though.
No, Tuesday, no, Wednesday,
you're gonna get bossy.
This guy said, what about Earl Campbell? That's interesting because I thought only Texans. But if you wanted to add Oilers in there. Give me Ray Childress. Give me Bruce Matthews. With this offensive line, give me Bruce Matthews.
Slam dunk.
Bruce Matthews. At first, I thought you were just saying Ray Childress because of the car commercials. But yeah, it's Bruce Matthews.
Why would I say Ray Childress because of the car
commercials? You don't remember his car
commercials? Yeah, but it's gone.
Lawrence Marsh.
Exactly. Joel remembers. Yep.
What is the single most important position on the Texans roster to fill?
Cool.
Okay. Left tackle?
Left tackle.
Yeah, right now it is.
Warren Moon in his prime. Yeah, but then you have to bench Stroud.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, you don't really... I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. You improve, but I'd rather improve someone that's a position that's weaker than what Stroud is.
Yeah, I wouldn't go quarterback. I would go... If I could go Oilers, I'd give me Bruce Matthews. If I had to stick with the Texans, I'd lean Andre over Watt. Neither one's a wrong answer. That'd be pretty fun. Just start with Altuve all over again. Second base. I'm down for that.
It's not bad.
Lima was a 20-game winner. Yeah, 1 year in the cavernous Astrodome.
It was a short prime.
And then he went to Enron and was a tomato can.
10-run field.
Rest in peace. Earl Campbell count. Would you go Earl or Arian?
today's NFL, man. I think I might go Arian.
I would probably go Earl, but
I'm going Earl.
I think it's closer than a bunch of old timers would think.
What? I mean, I guess the modern day comparison would be Derrick Henry, right?
I mean, he was probably just the ultimate power and speed and everything. I don't think he was ever a receiver out of the backfield.
That's why I say,
as good
like
as
modern,
he was, I don't care.
The answer's Earl.
Yeah, the answer's probably Earl.
Earl was all pro his first 3 years in the league.
Yeah, the 34s in this town, and with him, he earned every bit of it.
He just got old fast, man. He got
plus
worn
down. He was the victim, too, of not a lot of medical technology that probably could have fixed a lot of it a lot easier if he was playing in today's NFL.
His first 6 years were unbelievable, and then that was it.
Yeah, when he went to the Saints, over. He fell off a cliff.
Mark said Cesar Cedeno.
He would be Earl. It'd be Earl. Cesar Cedeno was a stud.
Yeah, good center fielder.
He was really good. Very underrated.
He hit very well.
Yeah, very
stole
underrated.
A lot of
bait. Big fan of Cesar Cedeno. 713-780-3776. Aaron says Nolan Ryan. Cam Caminetti for the Astros. He wasn't great as an Astro. Mm-hmm. His best years were in San Diego. He was good, not great. Somebody sent Brian Cushing. Is he on roids or is he not on roids? Is what
I'll
I need to know.
Rookie of the Year version of Brian Cushing that was a little juiced up.
I need juiced up, allegedly. Actually, not alleged.
No, it's not alleged. He got
popped. He won his first year, though, right?
No, he went full Rookie of the Year clean. He got pops going into year two or three.
Simone Biles, center field. That's messed up.
She might be as tall as that, too, man.
She'll get the twisties out there. My bad. Wow, just seen Texans traded for Tunsil. What have y'all said about this trade?
Nothing.
I think we're...
A lot.
I think
yeah.
we... Yeah,
podcast page.
Yeah, we talked about it for the first hour 43. Hour 43. Rewind it a little bit. Texans, Dwayne Brown. Huh. That's an interesting answer.
Right now, that seemed pretty good.
Biggio replay his career and left. Berkman saves the center field position. Best Hal's Hills catch ever. Yeah. Someone said Wagner. Wagner would be awesome, but just doesn't pitch enough to pick him
well,
over.
Well, you already
Bagwell
have Hader.
You got Hader on the
you already
roster.
Have Hader.
Moon over Stroud 8 days a week. No doubt Bruce Matthews if you get the Oilers. Somebody said David Carr. You're trolling. Moises Alou. Probably too short of a time with the Astros.
What was there, 3 years?
But his time with the years? Astros was great.
Yeah,
Moises Alou was underrated.
Toughest hands in the business.
You peed all over him.
No doubt.
J.R. Richards. J.R. Richards was very, very good, but you're not getting him that long.
Mike Scott,
very good, but didn't have that long of a peak.
That's why I think that it's probably Roy, if you're going to go pitcher.
Yeah, Roy or Nolan.
Or Verlander.
Okay. Yeah.
I can hear it.
I'd probably go...
You got what, 6 years?
Yeah, I'd probably go Roy because you get him longer.
That's what I'm saying. For just the whole Astros career alone, I would say Roy is the guy.
What about Trash Can Marwin? Wouldn't be bad.
If you, the problem is there was only 1 year where he was good.
Yeah, I know. JD Martinez, if it's only his Astros tenure, that's not a good JD Martinez.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Jeff Luno's worst move. Second worst move. That Brewers trade for
Carlos Gomez. And,
Mark Fiers. Yeah, that was probably his worst move. Do you prefer your master bedroom to be, it's primary now. Do you prefer your primary bedroom to be in the front or the back of the house?
Back of the house.
I don't think I've ever put any thought into this.
I had the same when this went on our Google. As your microphone hits the floor again. Well, I saw this got put on our Google Doc. It's the same as you, Jeremy. I never thought about it before, but I think it's very obvious what Joel said. I think it's back.
Yeah, I agree completely. I don't think I've ever lived in a house where it wasn't in the back.
I want to say I thought I might have, but I just think from a noise perspective, and then also if you're in a two-story house, I prefer it in the upstairs and in the back.
I agree. Like, I don't want
upstairs?
Someone to walk into
up
my
for
house.
Sure.
Oh, I'm downstairs for sure.
No,
I'm upstairs.
If someone breaks
your
in
primary
or you've got
bed?
Problems.
Yep. Yeah, but you want your primary upstairs and the kids downstairs if somebody breaks in?
Well, the kids could be upstairs, too.
So all your rooms are upstairs?
Yeah.
What's downstairs?
Living room, dining room, kitchen,
what
den,
do you live in, an
office?
SUV? Where it's top-heavy?
Maybe. I mean, you
depends
can
on
have
the size of the living room and the kitchen.
An office and or a den, but you can, all the bedrooms are upstairs.
I want the primary downstairs. I would go back down. I don't want it up.
Definitely not front.
I also do not, I live in a two-story house.
Brag.
I am pretty, I am pretty convinced I will never buy another two-story house in my life.
Oh, I love them. I don't like one-story houses.
I prefer them.
Yeah, if you give me a one-story house, there's some of these I see in, like, the new Caney area where they're just really long instead of being, the two-story. I think I'd prefer that.
Yeah, I think I'm out. I don't want a two-story again.
I don't like that at all.
I didn't want a two-story whenever we got this one.
I like, see, and again, I've been through where we had a break-in, and it gives me a chance to keep the family protected on the upstairs and gives me a chance to kind of plan, knowing the layout of the house, how to kind of combat the break-in.
Let's get a dog.
Oh, I got plenty of those.
I know. Do you think the Texans will sign Stephon Diggs?
No.
No.
He
no.
gone.
I think he's gone. Be interesting who signs him.
And especially and the money quickly. He gets. Because now they're saying that it's a very strong market for receivers to get paid. And we're looking at guys like Slayton that are going to get more money than you could have imagined going into free agency. I think that coming off an injury, it's going to be interesting if he gets to 20.
Yeah. I don't know. Be interesting.
Because I don't know when he won't be ready for the start of the regular season, right?
I think he could be.
It'll be close. I think he could be. With the way ACL surgeries go now.
He was at the rodeo the other day.
Okay, that's not exactly running routes and taking hits.
Oh, Rocky says that the S in swarm is special, not smart. I thought it was smart.
I didn't know it was an acronym.
I'm pretty sure it's smart. I think the text was wrong.
Ooh, don't tell Rocky he's wrong. We'll come back at you pretty hard.
We'll have to figure that out. He also told us Garrett Cole's out for the year. That seemed inevitable.
He's getting a second opinion.
There's an update from past, and he's having Tommy John. Okay.
I feel like he could have had Tommy John last year.
Yeah, because he had elbow issues last
year.
What a dog. The rehab was enough to keep getting back. But they got to a World Series with him last year.
Yeah, it also is probably going to mean that he does not live up to that contract.
Nope.
No, because it's not good. Just this season. It's probably half of next year, too.
Even though he's been good. Texas says McGrady. His time, it wasn't long in Houston, though. Nolan or Jimmy Wynn. Jimmy Wynn was underrated. Jose Lima for the social media antics.
What about Yao?
He didn't play that long.
Well, the foot, but he still... Well,
I mean, you're not going Yao over
Akeem. Not over Akeem, no. But I'm saying Yao was here for at least 8 years, right?
Do the Astros win the first World Series without JV? You know, I mean, it's just dreams are so much better.
Yeah.
Do the Astros win the first World Series without JV on the team? I go, no.
Nope.
Texas says you can't say master bedroom anymore. You're right. It's primary bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Never buy another two-story home again, says Texter. Vonte Leach. Fullback's dead, man. Ed Reed.
Smart guy, too.
As someone who lives in a neighborhood with a bunch of shootings, the back of the house is the best place for the primary bedroom.
Yep.
Maybe get out of the neighborhood.
Back and upstairs.
Cole having Tommy John. So many people want us to talk about Garrett Cole having Tommy John.
I think because they want to gloat in it.
Yeah, I think they want to dunk on Garrett
Cole. They do.
I mean, dude won a Cy Young and got to the World Series, so it's hard to dunk on him.
I guess it does increase the Astros' chances of winning the American League.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That part of it's true.
So I guess it's fair to be happy about it.
Well, because the Yankees lost Heal. They lost Cole. They lost
who?
Heal.
Luis Heal.
Oh, yeah. I will never
you always think
Heal.
It's not Gil.
I know.
It's Gil to me. Yeah. You don't put a G there and say Heal.
I think they lost at least one other pitcher, and then LeMayu and Stanton.
Well, they lost Severino to Sacramento.
Stanton's got double. Severino wasn't there last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot he was.
Stanton has double tennis elbow, and if he needs surgery, his season's over. But they're thinking he might not be ready till like middle of the summer. They're taking, and then Soto left. So there's.
Who would you rather win the AL West or the AL East this year? The Yankees or the Red Sox?
Ooh, that's
the Blue
tough.
Jays.
Yeah.
The Orioles.
None of the above.
Agree and agree, but not an option.
Yankees, because you can still beat them. And then you don't have to deal with Bregman.
I think you can beat the Red Sox.
I don't want to root for Bregman. I'm going Yankees. Either.
You got Crochet now, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's true. Good. Crochet. I mean, the Astros got to him at least once last year.
Well, they've seen Fried before, too. I'd take the Yankees. I'd rather have the Yankees win it and then destroy the Yankees again.
Yeah, I guess Yankees.
I don't want to see Bregman get there.
713-780-ESPN. Amin Thompson, sprained ankle. Should he have been in the game? It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
A few texters on the primary bedroom. Primary bedroom should be downstairs. Don't want to wake the kids. That's the point. What the heck you mean you can't say master bedroom no more? Master's kind of a reference to how things used to be in the South.
There's an implication there.
Yeah. So a lot of people are going to primary, dropping that M word. Fighting stairs daily to go to bed. Primary stairs for sure. I think that's the biggest reason why I want a one story.
Well, I guess
forward.
It depends on your age.
Yeah, I don't mind the stairs.
Or your laziness.
Yeah, just
or
like
your effort.
I it's not a problem at 41.
Yeah, you climb up the stairs 10 times a day. Gets old after a while.
It's good for
gets
you.
Old. Hollering baby at 6 a.m. You got to climb up the stairs. You'd much rather not climb
not
up
if
the
you're
stairs.
Like Joel and me. And our bedrooms are all upstairs.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, fair point. Min Thompson sprained his ankle. 10 to 14 days. Should he have been in the basketball game?
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. I don't think he should have. And I think if this was his first triple-double, even still, I think it would be a little bit up for discussion. But look, this is, to me, this came up when Kyrie Irving's injury happened. The fact that Kyrie Irving was, I think, essentially leading the league in minutes played. And Amen Thompson was right there next to him. They've been exhausting Amen Thompson throughout the season. And his minutes were huge anyway. But when you're up 30 points, like, all those guys should be sitting down because there's bigger fish to fry, and you realize that he's already had triple-doubles previously, and because a lot of these guys are logging a lot of minutes, and you got a lot of games you got to win down the stretch. I didn't like it. I understand it if you're trying to, you know, get the individual accolade for him, but he's done it before. And because of how many minutes he's been playing on a regular basis, it was concerning to me, and I don't like taking those chances.
Yeah, I think this was really bad. I'm always we over me. And you're in this stretch where you're trying to make the playoffs for the first time in a long time. I don't know if they had a Min Thompson triple-double chasing. There's some people that are out right there. Sarge said that wasn't the case. Do I believe it? I don't know. I don't know whether it's true or whether it's not. But the perception of it is not good.
I don't care what Sarge says, and I know Sarge is all about building those relationships. The big thing is that having personal experience, there's no doubt they knew. And there's no doubt that the message got through to where Ime knew that when he made the decision to leave him in the game. I'm just going to let you know from personal experience.
Yeah, do you think Ime left him in the game to get the triple-double?
I think yes.
Yeah,
I think that's the only reason why he's still in the game.
I would lean yes. I can't say that definitively. I can't tell you 100%.
No one can,
yeah, you
there.
Can. You can. Unless you're on the really on the floor.
Right.
Or maybe look,
on
maybe,
the bench.
Yeah, maybe only Ime. Maybe Ime didn't tell anybody else. Maybe Ime just had it in his
well,
mind.
Well, but you know how it works, Jeremy. That one of the guys behind the bench, one of the guys on the staff is you know, because they're constantly feeding him the running box score and,
sure.
and all the things they need to know. And someone, no doubt, from his staff said, hey, he's one or two rebounds away from a triple-double.
Right. But there's no way, unless Ime's having communication on the bench, which he might be, that anyone else was privy to his decision. Could they have told them that? Absolutely. Did they probably tell them that? Absolutely. Did Ime say, Amen, stay in the game so you can get your triple-double? I couldn't answer that.
I mean, but he's the only one that's making the decision on what lineup is out there,
but
right?
What do you think he... I feel like I'm kind of arguing this, even though I don't believe it, because I do think he was on the floor triple-double chasing.
No doubt.
I'm saying that it's possible that Ime was the only one that kept him on the floor for that. Do I think Amin was aware of his numbers? Yeah, they get box scores every single time.
Scoreboard's so big, and
yeah.
All the stats are sitting right there.
Yeah, and I know very well... When players are chasing numbers, that there's people in their ear, hey, you're a rebound away from triple-double. Hey, you're an assist away from a triple-double. Look how many times somebody goes up for a rebound and his teammate takes it away and they bicker at each
was
other.
Was it Tony Allen that threw the ball up
yeah.
off the glass to himself
yeah.
so that he could get the triple-double?
Yes, and they're usually very aware of how close they are to milestone games.
Yep.
So do I believe that he was in the game to chase the triple-double? I absolutely do. Sarge spoke with a source about the idea that Amen Thompson was still in the game while Houston had a big lead over New Orleans so he could get a triple-double. Quote, he wasn't chasing a triple-double. He was just hooping. He didn't know what his stats were. I don't believe that.
Let me just tell you something, Sarge. I know that people are going to say, but people are also going to cover their bosses and cover the people that they work with when situations like this arise. And I know that you think you're getting the utmost inside information, but the facts are the facts in that they're going to protect whoever it was that they think is going to face scrutiny for Amen being on the floor and being in the game. And that's why they're going to tell you what they tell you.
Why are you so mad at Sarge?
I just get tired of this sometimes because it's all about, you know, I'm in the know, and these are, you know, the guys are telling me this and that and the other thing. Great. We've had plenty of guys over the years that are going to tell anyone in the media on, off the record, or indifferently exactly the message that they want to deliver. That's just a fact.
That's probably what happened. I believe that Amin Thompson was triple-double chasing. I will not be convinced otherwise. They firmly knew about it,
and someone made more, if not just one person, people made the decision to keep him in the game.
And there's no reason. Look, if the Rockets were, you know, a 20-win team, if they had no chance to make the playoffs, leave him in the game. I don't care. Like, I don't care if Amin Thompson's in the game whenever they're if they're not in the playoff race. If they were sitting here in 12th place, would I care if Amin Thompson was triple-double chasing in a 30-point game? No, I wouldn't care. But whenever you have playoff aspirations, when you're in this stretch drive where you're pretty close to the end of your year, where Fred VanVleet is still nursing an ankle injury that's kept him out of a few games after he came back, none of your starters should be in the game up by 33.
I killed
D'Amico any time that they had the lead in hand and he kept starters in the game. Same thing for Ime. Ime Udoka cannot have key players in the game with 5.5 to play up by 30. It is moronic.
And then look at the minutes he's been logging. He has been playing a boatload of minutes. He has been inundated with minutes and with the injuries and guys in and out constantly. And you mentioned Fred and Tari and other people. He's been picking up, and Jabari before that. He has been logging so many minutes. And if there's one guy that really needed the rest, him and Jalen, because Jalen has been the war horse too, that's not sitting any games out. But these two guys are the guys that needed to rest the most. So I'm sorry, hashtag interesting. I'm going to let you know right now that he was on the floor to get that triple-double.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in the game. I completely agree. I am a big, what's the opposite of advocate? I'm a big opposite of advocate for leaving players in the game when the game's in hand.
Not a detriment. You're
a deterrent? I don't know if that's used properly, but you get my point. Whenever you're up big and the game is already determined and you're a playoff caliber team, you have to think bigger picture in those moments and you need to pull your starters. There's no reason Amin Thompson should be in that game.
That's a we before me.
I'm very we over me.
Yeah, that's for all they're saying about sometimes you, sometimes me, always about we. Yeah. Well, if you're always about we, then Amin shouldn't have been on the floor.
Should not have been on the floor. And again, if they were out of the playoff race, I don't care. But you're in the playoff race. What is your goal? What is the primary goal for the Rockets? To make the playoffs. Are you achieving like any sort of progress to that goal when you're up by 33, 5.5 to play, and he's on the floor? I don't believe that you are. I thought it was a very bad decision by Ime Udoka. Now, I do think that they got a bit lucky. Like, he's going to be out 2 weeks, they say. That's fortunate. Like, that's not the worst thing in the world. But it should have never happened. It shouldn't be out at all. And it, also, something to note, remember his injuries last year? Their ankle injuries.
Yeah.
Their ankle injuries with Amin Thompson. So that's something to kind of monitor with him going forward. Like, is that ankle going to be something that bothers him a lot? Like, kind of how it bothers Will Anderson a lot. Texture, if you don't get it before garbage time, it shouldn't count. I like that. Bob Sura did that once, the rebound to yourself. I don't remember Sura doing it. I believe you, but I just don't remember.
Ricky Davis. Ricky Davis was the guy that got caught by everybody when he did it to his own hoop.
That was the one to his own hoop?
Yeah, he was in the backcourt and threw it off his own backboard to get the rebound, and then they went back after the fact, and I think they took it away from him.
I remember that. I couldn't have told you the player's name. So it was Ricky Davis?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that very clearly. I just didn't remember the name. I feel like maybe they were giving him some more time at point guard to get acclimated if they're going to need them down the stretch at point guard. Well, he's had 6 weeks of no Fred VanVleet to get acclimated at point guard. He didn't need 5.5 in a 30-point game. Not that there's not validity to that text, but I just don't really understand the rationale. A texter, very easy to see that he was chasing stats. I do believe that. I do believe that. Why else are you in the game up by 33 with 5.5 to play? Not smart. Not smart. That's what happened with Tank Dell. Remember Tank Dell got hurt in week two or whatever? Like, got concussed and had to miss a game because he was in the game when they were up by 24? Remember whenever C.J. Stroud was in the game down 27 against Minnesota and I crushed him?
Yep.
Ime.
I do. I didn't remember until you brought it up
same thing.
Right now.
Like, what are you doing?
And that's right. You were harping on it pretty strongly.
You're 30 and you're arguably your best players in the game? Come on,
yeah,
man.
It's just a bad, bad looking decision.
You know what? You know what? Ime just made the list. We're going to put that on Bad Take Boulevard. Ime made the list. All right, 713-780-ESPN. It's been a busy day in the NFL. The quarterback market is heating up. Other big moves in the NFL today. Let's get to all of what has happened. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Quarterback carousel popping off. Zach Wilson has reached an agreement with the Miami Dolphins. 1 year, $6 million. You get up to $10 million with incentives. How about that? $6 million 1 year to be Zach Wilson.
You think Dale's excited?
No.
No. What no. is he? But no.
Dale doesn't strike me as one who likes BYU quarterbacks.
What are you trying to say?
I don't think he likes BYU quarterbacks. I thought it was pretty clear with what I said.
Is this
like
Mormon
that's
thing?
Let that soak in. The $10 million to grow, like, I wonder if that's... Like, I wonder what kind of incentives. Like, is it games played,
it's
or is
six
you think
with
it's
the ability to earn up to 10?
Yeah. So I mean, obviously it's incentive laden, but I wonder what the incentives are.
He's going to be the number one backup if Tua goes down again.
I mean, you're not paying him $10 million
no,
or
it
$6 million.
Risky, but, doesn't it?
I mean, he's better than what better? They had. I don't know. I mean, how many guys are you getting that are better than Zach Wilson?
Are
you
sure he's better? Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I know.
He did make a Pro Bowl. That is true. I hate the Pro Bowl. I hate whenever they do that sort of stuff. Yeah, this guy made 4 Pro Bowls. He's a Hall of Fame candidate. Rocky says what Adam Schefter said, the Rams reporting that they're cutting Cooper Kupp by Wednesday if he's not traded. It is very interesting that the Rams – look, I think Davante Adams is a better player than Cooper Kupp, but kind of like the devil you know thing. Like, it's weird to me that they're so willing to move on from Cooper Kupp, yet they bring in Davante Adams for $46 million over 2 years.
I am so totally with you. When that deal went down, and I was curious, and we can't find the money anywhere, but I don't think that Devontae is the kind of guy that's going to take a substantial pay cut. So you got to believe he probably got about what Cooper Kupp was making.
Well, it said 46 for two.
So we got more than what Cooper Kupp was left.
Yeah,
what was
Cooper like?
About 19.
Yeah.
He was getting about 19 and change.
Yeah. So like, whenever the Rams were like getting rid of Kupp, I thought it was cost cutting. Like, I didn't think that there was any way that they could bring in a receiver for 23 a year. Yeah, Davante Adams going to LA.
That's just bizarre to me. That's the first thing that hit me was like, you want to dump out on Cooper Kupp, but you're going to pay Davante Adams, and I thought similar money, but now more?
Yeah, I was surprised that he went to L.A. because I thought the Rams wouldn't be in the market for a receiver that costly. And then I was surprised that he's breaking up with Aaron Rodgers because Rodgers didn't go into L.A.
I guess the only thing is he's more durable than Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean, he is. I think he's better than Cooper Kupp. I think
not by
I think it's pretty significant.
Do you?
I mean, very different profiles of player. But yeah, I think Davante Adams is more
Davante doesn't like
receiver.
To get hit and... Cooper Kupp takes a lot of hits.
Yeah, but that could also be a detriment.
For the injuries, yeah.
Maybe that's why. But look, kind of a weird move there. DK Metcalf traded to Pittsburgh. It's funny. Like, these reports are never true. Because we saw, like, an hour before DK Metcalf was traded that he wanted to go to a winner in someplace warm. He goes to Pittsburgh. That does win, but certainly not warm. Second rounder, and then he signs a 4-year, $132 million deal. That's reported. That's the rumor. 4 years, $132 for DK Metcalf.
I'm going to tell you something. The one thing that irks me about all this is the second rounder. Because evidently, the early discussions, Green Bay was willing to give up their first this year, and one of the receivers on their roster was the sticking point. If you could give up a 2 and add DK Metcalf to that roster in Green Bay.
So you're talking about from a Green Bay perspective.
Yeah, from a Green Bay perspective, I'm like, why the hell were you not re-engaged with Seattle to say, yeah, we can win at a high level, and we can win more if we had DK Metcalf for a second-round pick?
Yeah, I hear you on that. I wouldn't want him with the Texans, though. Like,
no.
DK at that much, whenever you already have Nico. The second rounder, I'm not, like, you know,
I think it's more of a conversation of, is DK a true one? I don't think he's better than Nico.
I think Nico is slightly better. I think DK Metcalf can be a number one, though. That's a pretty good receiver room.
If they
DK
keep,
Metcalf
if they keep
and George
Pickens.
Pickens. You think they're not going to?
I mean, he constantly...
He is a problem.
He's a problem on and off the field, and he's constantly wanting his money.
You hear who the Steelers are liking at quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
That'd be interesting.
Well, especially since Fields moved on.
I would... If I'm Pittsburgh, I'd rather have Rodgers than Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson has a higher floor, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers has a higher ceiling. I'd be willing to roll the dice.
I think the one thing they got to do is they got to strengthen their offensive line, but if you give them that many... You have Freiermuth, and you've got Pickens, and you've got...
Freiermuth moves the needle for you?
Well, I mean, as a tight end, he ain't bad.
No, he's not bad.
If you can protect Rodgers and let him throw to all those targets, that's a pretty good scenario. I think he's a better passer of the football right now than Russ is.
Yeah, I think his ceiling's higher. I think you have a better chance to go further than you would with Russ.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a better chance of losing more games, too. I think Rodgers is more volatile. Russ is, like,
that's
safer. But what's safe with Russ? Like, right. 9 wins? Like, 10 wins at best? I think Rodgers gives you a better chance to be a threat in the playoffs. Although, I think the Jets' weapons last year, better than Pittsburgh's weapons this year. Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Breece Hall. I take that over what Pittsburgh has.
Well, Breece Hall was dinged up a majority of the year coming off injury.
Okay, still better than Najee Harris.
And then they didn't get Devontae till later
Warren.
In the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, then this. I thought you meant this coming year, if you put Pickens in and...
I would. I would take the Jets offense skill position guys over the Steelers skill position guys.
Wow, I think this year's Steelers, depending on what they do at running back, the tight end and wide receivers, I would take Pittsburgh.
Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Gary, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Gary?
No way do I take Aaron Rodgers. In a league where the defensive ends and all the defensive players are getting much, much faster, I still would take my chances with Russell, who throws a great deep ball, or the other guy they didn't even start. It's time to put a fork in Aaron, and we're talking about just pure passing.
Yeah.
That's fine, but he can't escape. And we're at that age the way you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, dude. I mean, if you can't move around, your glory days are past you now.
You don't think Russ's glory days are past him?
No, I mean, on third and eight, he can get you eight. Whatchamacallit, he's going to pass it or throw it out of bounds. So let's look at it like this. Both of them can pass. We're not talking about how much of a different accuracy. Third down and eight. Both of them can pass and may complete the ball, may interception, or may get a first down. The next step, if everybody's covered, let's go to the next step. Who got the propensity or who has the better opportunity to escape? And that's Russell. Then fourth, who has the better rapport with a receiver or two? Okay. We can't keep out. That's why Aaron Rodgers keeps bringing Devontae Adams with them. Yeah. The same applies here, guys.
Appreciate it, Gary. Respect your opinion.
I think as much as there's some truth to what Gary said, I also think Rodgers coming off that Achilles, they normally say it takes a year. We'll see if he's – because he used to have the escapability until the Achilles. But I think that the short to intermediate routes is where I think Rodgers is a better passer than Russ. There's no doubt that Russ throws a good deep ball, but Rodgers does too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Rodgers has more of an upside than Russ.
I would agree.
But respectfully disagree there with Gary. Speaking of the quarterback market, Sam Darnold gets 3 years, $100 million to go to Seattle. They traded Geno Smith, obviously, to Vegas. There's rumors that Geno wants $40 million a year. Would you rather have Darnold at 33 or Geno at 40?
Ooh, I've never been a Geno fan, but I mean, it's easy to see why people soured on Darnold because of the way he finished the season, but he had a hell of a year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to me, man, I can't say a wash. I guess I would lean Darnold.
I do. I think they're in the same tier, Darnold and Geno. One could be better 1 year, Geno could be better the other year. I think Geno's slightly better than Darnold, but you pay him less, and you get a third rounder. Like, they traded, they got a third rounder for Geno, and they get the same caliber of quarterback. I thought Seattle did pretty well there. And Justin Fields going to the Jets, 2 years, $40 million. I thought this was good for Fields. Get out of Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh wanted him, but they also, like, you know, stripped him of his starting job, and then they wouldn't go back to him after Russ fell into some struggles late in the year. Fields gets his chance to, again, be a starting quarterback for 2 years. I thought it was a good decision by Fields. And I'm also interested to see what Fields looks like with all that skill around him.
And is Kubiak the OC there?
No, Kubiak's the OC, I'm pretty sure, in Seattle.
Okay. I'm just looking at this from the fresh start perspective, from Fields' perspective. The first thing that I want to do is I want to go where I'm wanted. And I was wanted until I got benched where I didn't do anything wrong and I got benched for Russell Wilson. I understand him not forgetting that. And if he wants to go with a completely fresh start with, you know, a totally new coaching staff, and he gets the reins and basically unequivocally is told it's your team, I think that's the place I want to be, because who's to say Tomlin wouldn't bench him again?
Exactly. I thought it was a good decision by Fields. The Jets OC's Tanner Engstrand.
No clue.
Kubiak is in Seattle.
Swedish chef.
All right, 713-780-3776. Forgot the number there for a second. 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Everybody's car wreck, usually, whenever they're having to deal with taxes each year, is overpaying on property taxes. We hate it. We do not like it. Being a homeowner comes with a lot of responsibility and cost, and Own Well is here to help you with both of those things. Let them take a little bit off your plate, but also most importantly, save you money. Who doesn't like the sound of that? A lot of homeowners are overpaying on property taxes, and this should not be you. Head to ownwell.com, sign up in less than 3 minutes to get their experts fighting for you. Their cutting-edge technology can start saving you money right now with no upfront cost. That's right, nothing upfront. Put your property tax savings back in your pocket. Reinvest it. Take the family on vacation. Buy your spouse a nice dinner. Buy your producer a nice little drink. Ownwell handles it all from the start to finish and delivers top results. No upfront cost. Only pay if you save. You can't beat that. Ownwell levels the playing field, eliminates the concern of paying too much on property tax. In fact, 86% of Ownwell's customers receive a reduction, with the average customer saving over $1,100. Put that money back in your pocket. Deadline to protest May 15th. Do not run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Mine's a microphone.
It's awful.
Yeah, you beat me to the nomination. That was definitely going to be one of mine today.
Who's the new sponsor for that Granado speaks for?
A microphone?
No, the,
You're asking
it's
the wrong
the
guy.
It's not the low tees. It's, but you need something that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know the name. What's your car wreck of the day, Blinkers?
I got several, but the first one was the fact that Twitter went down, or X went down, as free agency started. People were losing their mind. Like, multiple, they didn't know where to go to get the information and what to do. Adam Schefter even went on ESPN, and in between breaking news, he wanted to remind everybody that you can go to the ESPN app to get the news you can't get at Twitter.
I mean, I was lost for a second.
I was too.
Multiple outages today. I didn't like it at all. I'm way too dependent on Twitter, I learned this morning. What else you got?
The Golden State Warriors had a fire alarm after the first quarter of their game the other night, and they told everybody on the scoreboard to leave, and then realized that it was a false alarm and were trying to tell people that they didn't have to leave.
That's rough.
The winner's going to be Jeremy's microphone. We're all competing for second place.
New Era hats. Do you see these?
I did.
New Era MLB hats. You just know that they're very ugly. They're a lot like your Triple G hat from the other day,
kinda,
actually, now that I think about
it. Which Glenn Davis loved, by the way, so I'll take his side.
Glenn Davis is nice.
No, he said he loved
He's
it.
Very
He's a nice
fashionable.
Fan. You think Glenn would ever wear that hat?
I think Glenn is the most fashionable amongst, okay, if you include him,
okay,
the four of us.
You didn't answer the question. Do you think Glenn Davis would ever wear that hat?
Never.
I think so. Well, he's not a hat guy.
Never.
He would never wear that hat.
Yeah, he could.
What are you nominating, Brian?
The report from Ian Rappaport. There's been too many of these from NFL reporters using big terms for guys to get signed as the microphone hits the ground again. But he referred to the 49ers signing tight end Luke Farrell from the Jaguars, a big signing when the dude has 36 catches in 4 years.
Yeah, it's sensationalism at its finest.
And it's having the back of the agents who give you the news, yeah.
Todd, the show, wants to nominate Ime Thibodeau. Thibodeauka for leaving Amin Thompson into the game. Texter, car wreck of the day, trading Tunsil for Jack Badward. And another one, Chattanooga, whatever his name is, for criticizing Cody's Toots, secret Tennessee Titan fan. What's winning?
Your mic.
Definitely your mic.
Microphone stand wins. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He is Blank. I am Branham. Talk to you tomorrow. Boston the Gloss coming up next on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye.
This is ESPN 97.5.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.